Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Joy Channel podcast. Today, I have a very special treat for everybody, which is if you have strong feelings and emotions in your body and you're not sure how to get them felt all the way through, I have a tool for you that I invented for myself the other day. Now, disclaimer, I did not invent tapping itself. People have been tapping for millennia, and you know, EFT tapping is a whole thing. But what I'm doing is using somatics and neuroscience. What we're going to do is take a few breaths, sit down somewhere. If you have something that you've been resisting feeling, like it comes up, maybe there's some sadness. Maybe there's some anger. Maybe there's frustration. Maybe there's fear. What we're going to do is you're going to know that you can feel anything in your highest desires and loves manifest. Period. Not going to change that. But what we're going to do is we're going to let ourselves feel that feeling to the maximum amount. Feel it to the maximum amount that you are feeling it, that you can possibly feel it. Take a deep breath in. Out, and then ask yourself, you know, it'll pop into your mind. Don't go searching for it. Ask yourself, out of 10, 10 being the most, 1 being the least, what number am I feeling this to? And if it's like a 7, 8, 9, etc., even if it's like a 3, what we're going to do is we're going to tap on your heart, tap on your chest with one hand. I use one hand. So tap with one hand on your chest. Feel that feeling. Allow yourself to feel it as strong as you can. And know that you're at whatever number you're at. And then let's start it at a 10. If you're feeling it at a 10, I want you to feel it and say 10. This is a 10. And then I want you to put it down to an 8 or a 7. So you can choose 7 and tap. Say this is 7. 7. Tap. This is 70%. This is a 7. And after you've been tapping 7 and you feel it at a 7 in your body, if it still feels like a 10, keep tapping. Maybe try 8. Bring it to an 8. You'll likely notice a wave of energy move through you. And then from there, take it down a couple more notches. I find it's better to take it down a few notches at a time. As doing it one by one, it's not the most efficient, effective way that I've noticed in myself. You can experiment and see what works for you. I find doing 10, 7, 3, 1, and then 0 works. So I'm going to do. All right, you're at a 7, go to a 3. Go to a 3. You're at a 3. You're at a 3. You can move it to a 1. A 1. A 1. Notice how the energy shifts in your body too. A 1. Now it's a 0. It's a 0. That's not a 0. If you feel a spike in that motion or in another emotion, you can tap that one as well, starting at whatever number it's at. You get to 0 with that. Double check. Ask yourself, okay, what number am I with this? Oh, at a 5, okay. Tap. Tap. 5. 5.
Now put it down to a three. Put it down to a one. Put it down to a zero. You're going to check in again, see where you're at. If another emotion comes up, tap that one down as well. You're allowing yourself to feel it and teaching your body how to come down from it and feel safety. I love it. It's great. What I've noticed is when thoughts come up, thoughts will naturally, it's like watching or experiencing thoughts unravel. Instead of coming across a thought and doing the work more manually, I suppose, as you're tapping and counting down, just let the thing unfurl. It'll process through really, really quickly. When we get involved and examine things, it can slow it down as we're putting our attention on the individual aspects and like thinking our way through it. So if you just tap, if you allow yourself to tap and bring it down and bring it down and bring it down, magic happens. And then at a zero, or if you are, you can do this in the opposite direction as well. If you're desiring to tap in something, if you want to amplify feeling something in your being, observe what on a scale of 1 to 10, how certain are you of your manifestation? How strongly are you feeling it? If you're at a 7, if you're at a 3, etc., tap on it, hold it at whatever number it's at. Let's start at 0, right? You're at a 0. You really want this thing, but you don't believe you can have it. So you're at a 0, tap 0. Okay, I'm not feeling it at all. And then tap and say, okay, I'm feeling it 50%. Kind of feeling like, all right, maybe I could have it. And tap it up to 70. 7 out of 10, 70%. You're pretty sure you could have it. You could possibly have it. It's probably on its way to you. It pretty much is coming on its way to you now. Tap it up to 90%. Oh yeah, this thing, you're feeling it so much more now. You're seeing signs of it in your life. You're inspired to make the moves and do whatever physical things you need to do to be on your way. You're getting the things done. Tap it up to 100. Oh, it's already here. It's already happening. It's already coming. So you get to just take whatever steps that you need to take on your end to be ready for this thing, because it's already on its way. You got this. How phenomenal. Congratulations. And so it is. Now you can do this practice however many times you desire to. Taking it down from feeling strong feelings in one direction, strong certainty of something, to a zero. And taking yourself from zero, not feeling something you desire, all the way up to feeling the thing you desire. It's really cool, and it's really cool to note the way thoughts come in as you're like, oh, I'm taking myself up the scale. Have an absolutely beautiful week. Hope you enjoyed this wonderful, wonderful, everything's meditation. So I would call this a meditation, but also it's a tool. Meditation is a tool. I hope you enjoyed this process, because I enjoyed it so much that I was like, I'm absolutely sharing this. Thank you. All right. Have an absolutely beautiful week. If you want to work with me one-on-one, it's at thejoychannelpodcast.org. It's linked below. check out my song Love I Stay With, stream it on all platforms, share it with your friends, use it in your videos on social media. Thank you. Tag me in it so I can see you guys loving the song and doing all the things. And check out the free resources below. And yeah, is there anything else? No, not yet. All right, my loves. Goodbye.